work your way around the rim of the Indian Ocean, and you can find a death toll in the thousands in country after country. And there are many people missing as well. In southern Thailand, rescue workers have spent the last few days searching beaches and islands. They're looking for missing Thai citizens and foreign tourists. The waves arrived in the midst of the tourist season. Dwali Saikautau reports from Khao Lak, Thailand.
It's a little windy here on Khao Lak Beach in Phang Nga Province. The azure water and the surrounding hills make for a breathtaking view, except for the bodies that lie bloated, rotting on the white sands. Thai soldiers have been collecting bodies of both foreigners and Thais, carrying them to pickup trucks where they are then transported to nearby Buddhist temples. Scores of bodies can be found at these makeshift shelters. Thailand's Foreign Minister Surakhyet Sathirathai says Khao Lak, which is on the mainland just north of Phuket Island, was the hardest hit by the tsunami.
We know it is devastating. There are a lot of foreigners who are injured. There are a lot of those who are missing still. So we are working very hard to make sure that their friends, their families would be able to know and that they would get helped. And we appreciate all the help that we are receiving now from so many countries.
At Wat Lak Kham, a Buddhist temple not far from Khao Lak Beach, the stench of death is intolerable. Volunteers and soldiers wear face masks as they try to identify bodies. Breathing through my nose, I asked Japanese officials visiting the makeshift morgue about missing nationals from their country.
Are there many missing?
Actually, there's so many missing and then...
We don't know how many.
How many, yeah. We are just checking. We can't see yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure there are many Americans too who are missing.
Thailand's Foreign Minister Surakhyet Sathirathai says officials from the U.S. Embassy are also helping to search for missing Americans.
The difficulty now is to identify the nationality of those who died because it's been 2 days. First of all, to identify whether they are Thais or they are foreigners. And secondly, if they are foreigners, from which country they are from. So that's why we need help from embassy officials.
The Thai government says more than 700 foreigners have been identified among at least 1,500 dead bodies. Amy Gorman from England and Kayla Holbrook from Canada both survived. They describe what they experienced when the tsunami hit Sunday.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, a weird feeling. And then with snorkeling, everything was clear, and then suddenly you could just see the sand churning up, and then it was all sandy and
couldn't see anything.
Weird.
Luckily, we had a boat with us, and we all just got on the boat, and then had to wait outside because we couldn't go into the island, of course, because the wave was still going up, and like it went up and then came back over. And I think there were two big waves. The first one is about 6 meters high. I don't know how big the second one was. And we landed after that.
On the island of Koh Phi Phi, popular with backpackers because of the movie Beach starring Leonardo DiCaprio, only a few hotels were left standing after the tsunami hit. This survivor says his traveling companion lost everything.
No, I'm with my friend. He was working on Phi Phi and basically he's had a tough couple of days and he's just getting his photos and his passport sorted out.
Joy Metilak, a 22-year-old Thai woman, faces an uncertain future. The tsunami destroyed the resort where she worked.
I just quit from Khmer because now it's already closed, Khmer. So they sent GO back and GM back GMs if they get. And so now I just stay with my friends in Phuket Thai because it's safe for me. And also I cannot get the flight because now already full. Yeah.
And where is your home?
My hometown is Song Kla, but I live here for 5 years for study and working here.
And now you're out of a job.
Yes. I have no job now.
The Thai government says hundreds of foreigners and Thais are still missing. Officials say the death toll in Thailand is expected to surpass 2,000. Families are now arriving to search for their loved ones. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Khao Lak, Thailand.
We've been receiving reports on the tsunami and its effects from around the Indian Ocean region and around the world. And if you want to hear NPR's complete coverage of this disaster, you can visit our website at npr.org.